Every network is running at least one major miniseries in November in an attempt to boost ratings during the November sweeps. This Sunday and Monday, CBS is offering one, Echoes in the Darkness. Critic David Bianculli has a review.
Echoes in the Darkness has a lot in common with Fatal Vision, the excellent docudrama miniseries shown in 1984. Both are true stories about grisly murders. In both cases, the primary murder suspects appear to be totally respectable. A doctor in Fatal Vision, a high school principal in Echoes in the Darkness. And what's most important, none of the convicted murderers in these cases ever confessed. That's what makes a TV dramatization so tricky. If you stage the crime for TV, you're playing a dangerous guessing game, no matter how well-informed that guess might be. And if you don't stage the crime, what's the point in dramatizing it at all? Well, the point, as CBS's Echoes in the Darkness proves, is that you can produce a fascinating, exciting murder story without murdering the truth. Echoes in the Darkness is about the 1978 murder of Susan Reinert, an English teacher at Upper Merion High School about an hour from Philadelphia. She and her two children, ages 10 and 11, disappeared one weekend, and Reinert was found 100 miles away in the back of her own car, naked, injected with morphine, covered with bruises and signs of bondage, and dead. A search for her killer or killers and the missing children eventually led to a group of colleagues at the high school. Specifically, to fellow teacher Bill Bradfield and his loyal friends and followers, and to the principal, Jay Smith, who is so bizarre he almost makes Bradfield seem normal. Robert Loggia plays Smith with frightening coldness, as in this courtroom scene, when Smith is asked about his reference book collection.
As a matter of fact, you had three books on Ted Bundy, didn't you? And the book Fatal Vision.
I consider Ted Bundy to be one of the first major serial murderers.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Doctor, but isn't Fatal Vision about a doctor who kills a woman and her two children?
No. It was about his wife and two children.
Well, she was still a woman, wasn't she?
Of course she was a woman.
Another connection with Fatal Vision is that Gary Cole, who played the convicted murderer in that miniseries, plays one of the central investigators in Echoes in the Darkness. Treat Williams, the marvelous actor who was questioning Smith in the scene you just heard, plays Deputy Attorney General Rick Guida, and Peter Boyle has a plum role as old-fashioned cop Joe Van Noort. The amazing thing, though, is that Joseph Wambaugh's teleplay, based on his own book, doesn't even introduce the cops until the first installment is just about over. Instead, the first 2 hours are spent leading up to the murder, letting us know the people involved. It's a solid cast. Stockard Channing plays Susan Reinert, the eventual victim. Peter Coyote plays the spooky Bill Bradfield. And Cindy Pickett plays Bradfield's longtime housemate. Wambaugh's only liberties with the facts are to change the name of one young student with whom Bradfield was romantically involved and ignore another whose part in the story was largely peripheral. Other than that, Wambaugh's version has the strange ring of truth. So many confusing or improbable things happen that no dramatist would dare invent them. And the courtroom testimony is so flat-out weird that it's mesmerizing. Treat Williams, Peter Coyote, and Robert Loggia are all wonderful, and Cole is as good here in a very different role as he was in Fatal Vision. Fatal Vision got around the lack of a confession by dramatizing the murder from several points of view. Echoes in the Darkness gets around it by never showing the murder at all. It's an admirable show of restraint that makes Echoes in the Darkness an admirable show.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.